How y'all doing? I think first off, I want to start off by, thanking the Broncos and my agent finally getting the deal done. You know, it's been a while, but I'm happy to be back. And also want to thank the fans for being patient. It's been a long off season, with my mom's situation and, the franchise and holding out situation. But I'm happy to be back, and I'm here to ask any questions y'all have.
Yeah, Demaryius, with your mom getting pardoned 2 days before, did that help motivate? Did it motivate you to take the Broncos deal?
No, I kind of knew the whole time. I wanted to finish a Bronco and retire Bronco. I kind of knew that we would get something done. It was just getting the right thing done, and it kind of like once it happened, I was like, I can have two things happen in 1 week, and it's just amazing.
Hey, Demaryius, congratulations on your big news this week. One of the things John Elway said is after you sign this big deal that there should be more expectations of you. And I'm just wondering, how can you be even more of a leader than you have been for this franchise? Now, you're the longest tenured player on the active roster with Ryan's injury. So I'm just wondering, how can you do that now that you've got this big contract?
I think picking up from where I left off, of course, coming back and learning the new offense. I still think as a player I can, get better at things and work on things to get better at. But I think the biggest part is being a bigger leader as an on the field and off the field. And I think I can, be bigger than I've been these past couple years.
Demaryius, what was Wednesday like, and what, did the Dez Bryant happening, were you on the phone? Where were you kind of when this was all going down? Is the deadline's ticking? Were you in a room with your agent? Were you going back and forth with numbers? Can you kind of describe that scene, and how close did it get, kind of that deadline where you finally got the number you guys wanted?
Actually, we kind of knew that whole morning. I was in the office from probably 2 hours at the most, and it was basically just going up and signing it, and I was proud, and it wasn't much. I didn't have to talk to nobody. I just had to sign.
Did you get nervous at all for what was going to happen at any point during the morning when the deadline kept getting closer?
No, I didn't. I kind of knew, a little while that I was going to be a Bronco.
Demaryius, how close in the days leading up, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, leading up to that deadline, did you think it was going to be a long-term deal that was going to be realistic and be able to get done this week?
I kind of knew like a week before. Just from talking to my agent and what him and Elway was going back and forth with, kind of knew, a week before that I feel like I'll get a deal done.
Demaryius, I'm hoping you could take us through Monday, the day that you found out your mom was having a new release date. How did you find out? Have you spoken to her? And then have you spoken to her since Wednesday when you signed the new deal?
First person told me was her. I woke up in the morning and I saw, two missed phone calls from her. And then probably 10 minutes later, she had called me again because I never see her call me that early. She told me the news. The first thing she said was she'll be out November 10th. But it's, she called me back a couple hours later. She asked her to get out in probably 2 more weeks to go to halfway house. So, that's kind of good. She'll be back in Georgia. And I don't know how long she'll be there, but, I look forward to coming to her first game.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have kind of a date in mind? Or have you looked at the schedule and thought, okay, this might be the day?
I really don't know yet. It just depends. Once she get out of the halfway house, see how fast she can get out this way. She'll probably be nervous. She never flew.
Hey, Demaryius, throughout the last few months, what have you been able to do to kind of keep up with what the team has done in practice? How much of the offense have you been able to learn? And who's helped you most as far as staying as up to speed as possible while you were away?
My main thing, I've just been training. I had a couple of things I was able to watch from the guys. And It was basically trying to stay in the best shape I can. It's a lot different from football shape. But I think, with learning the playbook, I think it would come, a little easier because I was actually working out with a couple guys that played in the offense like DeAndre Thompson and Marlon from the Ravens that was telling me about it. So, you know, I look forward to it, and I think I'll catch on fast.
Hi, Damaris.
How you doing?
Good. Congratulations. So you talk about being a Bronco long-term and all that. Can you kind of just put into words, I mean, just what it means to be a Denver Bronco for you and how it's quite possible, like if you even just have some okay years, you might end up as one of the four best Broncos of all time.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's tough right now. You know, I still remember from draft day, I had no idea that I was going to be a Bronco. And from that day on, you know, I said I was going to be the best that I can be to help this team to get to a Super Bowl or, you know, win a lot of games. And so far we haven't got the Super Bowl, but, you know, we still got some work to do, and I look forward to, you know, working and getting the Super Bowl before I'm done.
And just the idea of being a Denver Bronco, specifically this community, you mentioned the fans, being patient, all that. Can you just put in your own words what it means to be a Denver Bronco and now maybe even a Denver Bronco for life?
What it means to be a Denver Bronco. One word?
Or many
words. You know, it means a lot. You know, they took a chance on me when I was coming out, and the fans, they love me. Everybody around here love me. The organization is one of the, it's the best. It's the only one I've been in. And, man, it's kind of breathtaking because I never thought I'd be in the situation I am now coming from where I came. So, you know, I look forward to it, and I'm a happy man.
With President Obama commuting your mother's sentence, I was wondering if there was any, if you took that to have more value coming from the President of the United States.
Say that one more time.
Did you find it to have maybe a little bit more value for your mother's sentence being commuted by the President?
Well, I don't know. I think so. You know, I've been here. I was hearing actually from my mom and granny at the same time that he'll be picking some women. And for my mom, he won't be one of them out of 46. You know, it's a blessing. So, I probably would say, yeah.
Damaris, fortunately something did get done, but had it not, how prepared were you to sit out games?
I wasn't going to sit out games. I was going to still play. It's just the fact that, you know, how good a shape I would have been in, but I was still going to play. I was going to play every 16 game.
Damaris, I'm just curious, when you were 12, 13, 14 years old, could you have ever conceived something like this in your mind at all?
No, not as a football player. I still remember before my mom went to prison, I told her I'd go pro at something, and I was thinking basketball because I didn't really start playing football until probably when I was 15 and really got started liking it. So to say I look back and think about things now, you know, it's a blessing.
What's up, DT?
This guy.
Did you get pressure from your teammates to come back during OTAs? Did you get support from them? What was the communication during this time like from your teammates?
I actually got a lot of support from everybody. You know, I was on FaceTime call with Vaughn and a couple other guys. I talked to Peyton here and there. But it was a lot of support. It was just get everything done, and we can't wait to have you back.
I know it's early in this process, but you've said in the past that you hope someday you and your mom and some of the family, you could all sort of be together in the same city area. Mm-hmm. I think you've even said you'd like to buy some property and do some things like that. Are those types of things you're still planning to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just, you know, it takes time. You know, she got to get back to being normal. She's been gone for a long time, and also still trying to get my granny out. So, you know, it'll happen. It just take time.
Damaris, how much, did you have any contact with Dez Bryant during this whole thing? Because you guys were in such a similar situation. And how much were you paying attention to his situation, you and your agent paying attention to what he was saying, what maybe the negotiations were with his situation, especially maybe those final hours?
I actually never talked to Dez Bryant over a phone. Only time I ever talked to him was probably at a event or something, but you know, I wasn't really worried much. I knew something was going to get done. I was just letting my agent handle it. And I think my main focus was being in better shape than I was in last year because, you know, I want to have a better year than I had last year, and I want to come back faster and so I'll be able to help my team.
Because you two have been kind of linked and compared since draft day in 2010. You're going to be compared now for the next 5 years, and your contracts are virtually identical. How do you think you compare to him, and is he the guy that maybe you try to compare yourself to or beat out statistically, Pro Bowls, touchdowns?
No. I go for the best. I don't even know who the best is right now, but, you know, I say myself the best, and, you know, I just like to compete. I like those. He's good. There's a lot of more guys out there good, but I don't really compare myself, you know. I let the other fans and all those guys do that. You know, you hear it a lot. He's better than you, all this. But I don't, you know, I really don't compare. I just go out and do my job.
DT, again, congratulations, man. How can you be better next year? You keep saying you want to be better. And does the peace of mind of a long-term contract help in that regard where you're not playing on a franchise tag and feeling like maybe every game you're trying to play for a big deal? Can this give you peace of mind, and how can you be better this coming season?
To answer the question about the franchise tag is, I wasn't going to let that bother me. I was going to still go out and play my best game and, you know, try to put up more numbers so I can put Denver in a bad situation. Just playing. But I was going to go out and play. If I got hurt, it wasn't going to be on me. I was praying every day to make something happen. You know, if I got hurt, you know, the man above would have took care of me. But now I say what I can go out and I think do better. You know, I watched some of the games that I played. There was some games I probably took a play or two off and missed a couple blocks. And I think if I do those little things, it'll make everybody better around me and make me a better player. So that's my main focus right now is not many drops, making sure I block my man and don't take no plays off. If I have to take a play off, just get out.
Damaris, the NFL Network ranked its top 100 players in the NFL voted on by the players. Of all the receivers, you were the 7th best receiver. What's your response to that?
Sixth
best? Okay. What's your response to that?
Hey, it's their opinion. You know, I don't care. I know what I can do. As long as I can go out and be healthy and help my team win, I'm fine.
Who did you vote for number one receiver? Who would you have voted for number one?
I would have voted? I got to go with Yellow Jacket, Calvin Johnson. But I like Antonio Brown, too.
What about Demaryius Thomas?
Of course.
He'd be up there?
Yeah.
DT, staying away from the facility makes some sense, but was it a tough decision to not go to Duke when your teammates went down there and you've had fun down there in the past? How tough was that?
That was real tough, actually, because at the time it was like you just needed, you know, heal your ankle because my ankle was still bothering me, but I also wanted to go down and see what the new routes was and be with Peyton because, you know, I got so much love for Peyton and we done did it the past 3 years, and to miss one, it felt like I'm a little step behind, and I kind of still wanted to go, but, you know, I just chilled, I got rehab and got better, but I, you know, talked to him as much as I could.
So, Damaris, you had said that without a long-term deal, you would not have missed any games this year, you would have played under the franchise tag, but would you have considered missing any of training camp, or would you have shown up on the start of training camp without a long-term deal?
It's kind of hard to answer now since I'm here. But I would have been here to learn everything, to get to know. So I can, once I got on the field and in football shape, that I could have just went fast instead of being behind, starting slow. You know, I can still remember last year my first three games was slow, and I hated it, and I didn't want to have to feel the same way this year.
Damaris, what were the injuries you were rehabbing? And you hurt the ankle. You got stepped on late in the year. What other things do you have going on, and where are you?
The same ankle.
Same ankle? Mm-hmm. And where are you health-wise now in terms of fit? Do you feel better, bigger? Any changes in your physique or training based on because we didn't see
I'm
you?
I'm fit. I think I'm a little faster. But, I'm going to try to play at a smaller weight this year to see how it goes.
But the ankle feels good now?
Yeah, the ankle's good.
Damaris, excuse me, at the end of last season, you said some words to the extent that some of your teammates didn't want to play the Patriots. What's going to be different this year? And what was the story with the words that you said then? What was the deal?
I think it was, you know, you had guys, before we even played the Colts, you had guys talking about, you know, they don't want to go up there to the cold weather because they found out the Patriots won. And, you know, I knew it was in a bad situation then when you had guys saying that they didn't want to go in the cold weather. So that's what I meant by that. And now I think we're a whole new team. We got different coaching staff, different mindset. And you got new faces around. So, you know, we look forward to it. And hopefully we don't have those guys saying the same thing as last year. I think so. I know so because, you know, I hear that guys, you know, I'm a quiet guy. I don't really bother people. I don't say much. But as you notice, you get around guys and they start telling you, like, old guys, Champ and Brian Dawkins tell me I need to step up. And so, and Shannon Sharp, they tell me I need to step up and be a leader. So when I hear that from those guys, it really means something that I need to step up and guys will listen to me.
You ready for that?
Of course.